Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. Former President Jimmy Carter began his final journey through his home state of Georgia on Saturday. Current and former special agents from the U.S. Secret Service Carter Protective Division carried his casket from Phoebe Sumter Medical Center to the hearse and accompanied it off the medical center grounds. Members of the Carter family gathered for the transfer, which marks the beginning of Carter's state funeral. Mourners holding U.S. flags gathered on the roadside to honor Carter as the procession passed. The motorcade will carry Carter through his hometown of Plains, Georgia, to Atlanta, with stops at the state capitol and then the Carter Presidential Center, where he will lie in repose until being flown to Washington on Tuesday. In Washington, he will lie in state in the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol. George H.W. Bush was the last U.S. president to lie there, a tradition dating back to Abraham Lincoln. A funeral service will be held at the Washington National Cathedral on Thursday at 10 a.m. local time, after which Carter's body will be flown back to Georgia for a private burial. President-elect Donald Trump will be sentenced on January 10th in the criminal case in which he was convicted on charges involving hush money paid to a porn star, but he is unlikely to face jail time or other penalties. Diane Tao from Reuters reports.
The judge wrote that a sentence of unconditional discharge would be the most viable solution. That means no custody, monetary fine, or probation. The case stems from a $130,000 payment Trump's then-lawyer made to adult film actor Stormy Daniels. The payment was for her silence before the 2016 election about a sexual encounter she said she had with Trump, who denies it. A Manhattan jury in May found Trump guilty of falsifying business records to cover up the payment. In announcing his sentencing plan, the judge denied Trump's motion to dismiss the case.
That was Reuters correspondent Diane Tao. This is VOA News. Russia is clearing the beaches of the Black Sea after an oil spill. VOA's Christina Menenti has more.
Russia declared a regional state of emergency on Saturday in Crimea, whose annexation by Russia has not been recognized by most countries. Workers cleared tons of contaminated sand and earth on either side of the Kerch Strait following an oil spill in the Black Sea last month. The Russia-installed governor of the city of Sevastopol said new traces of minor pollution required urgent elimination. Rescue workers have now cleared more than 86,000 metric tons of contaminated sand and soil, the emergency's ministry said on Saturday. The oil leaked from two aging tankers that were hit by a storm on December 15th. One sank and the other ran aground. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
The Venezuelan opposition leader, who the United States recognized as the winner of last year's presidential election, has kicked off an international tour that will also take him to the United States. Edmundo Gonzalez met with the president of Argentina on Saturday, just days before Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is set to be sworn in for a third term. Gonzalez fled into exile in Spain in September after a judge issued a warrant for his arrest following the July 28th presidential election. He has vowed to travel to Venezuela to be sworn in for the presidential term that begins on January 10th, but he hasn't said how. State media in Myanmar said on Saturday the military government has released nearly 5,900 prisoners under an amnesty marking the nation's Independence Day. This included 180 foreign citizens. Rachel Graham from Reuters reports.
Myanmar has been in turmoil since early 2021, when the military overthrew an elected civilian government. Military forces went on to violently suppress pro-democracy protests, sparking a nationwide armed rebellion. The junta has said it will hold elections this year, though the plan has been widely condemned by opposition groups as a sham. Among those still imprisoned by the junta is the country's former leader and Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi. The 79-year-old is serving a 27-year sentence tied to criminal charges ranging from incitement and election fraud to corruption. She denies all the charges, according to her lawyers.
That was Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham. About 150 military police officers from Central America have started arriving in Haiti. They are there to reinforce the embattled government's fight against violent gangs that have upended daily life for millions in the Caribbean country. The first deployment of 75 troops, mostly from Guatemala, was greeted Friday in Port-au-Prince by top Haitian authorities and the U.S. ambassador to Haiti. A second contingent is expected to arrive Saturday and join the United Nations-backed mission that for months has been struggling to restore order in Haiti. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.